Ephesians, pushing limits. True accomplishment can only be achieved by pushing limits, venturing beyond comfort zones, often, as in the Ephesians case, maintaining fruitful lives in the midst of persecution. We see strings of emphasis and superlatives, such as exceedingly, abundantly, above all, filled with all the fullness of God, etc. God is pushing limits in order to bless us and empowering us to push limits to maximize on receiving the blessings. We enjoy a glorious destiny, aligning our goals towards achieving the destiny and experiencing God's incomparably great power involves getting the eyes of our heart, our spiritual perception awakened and enlightened. Ephesians 1, 18 and 19. We enjoy perfect harmony, the mystery that through the gospel, the non-Jews or Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 3:6. Our churches may look disjointed and misaligned with God's purpose, but from the big picture perspective, there are the remnant, those few functional living stones in the churches that work across the globe to form the true body of Christ, who are moving forward to achieve his big purpose. We enjoy boundless capacity. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20. What a promise. God's ability filling our capacity beyond our wildest imagination. God's power on overdrive. Some conditions to leverage God's power that works in us are as follows. Stand steadfastly, Ephesians 6:3, 13 and 14. As warriors donning the full armor of God, it's crucial to blend in where possible, but more important to stand our ground without compromise, to be flexible yet firm. Speak fearlessly, Ephesians 6:19, 4:15, 5:19. With boldness, yet with diplomacy. In truth, yet with love. Directly, yet with a positive twist. Pray unceasingly. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of powers and prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always call the Lord's people, Ephesians 6:18. Can we stand amidst the most extenuating circumstances? Do we speak the truth in love even when very upset? How does perfect love cast out fear, 1 John 4:18? How can we speak to each other in Psalms? What are some habits we need to develop in order to enable us to be in an attitude of prayer at all times?